producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need your help here, okay? I can't figure this out. I don't know, it was a weird dream last night. It was just weird, okay? And maybe you guys could kind of, you know, help me make heads or tails of it. I love talking about dreams. I do dream interpretation. I just can't interpret my own dreams, okay? So I had two different dreams, you know, because you wake up a lot because the cats are nibbling on your feet, or you got to get up, at my age, you got to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night lots of times. And so the first dream was, it's hard to describe, but I guess I was at this big, it wasn't a party, it was kind of a sports arena, but it was where a bunch of the media people were, you know, where we kind of, you know, hang out. So there's space, you know, because they usually give media people space, and Tom Brady is there. And so we're kind of, so, you know, it's kind of a party atmosphere, everybody's eating and hanging out. And, yes, he was in his jersey. And so I go up to him and I go, I really want a selfie with you. He's like, you want a selfie with me? Dr. Dahlia, I have always wanted a selfie with you. And I'm like, really? So we take a selfie. He's like, oh, no, we can do a better picture. Let's take a picture over here. And in this dream, he just grabs me by the hand and we take all these selfies because he wants to take a selfie with me. Yeah, our clothes were on the whole time. Yeah, of course. And that was that dream. That was it for that dream. I don't get it. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Okay, then the second dream, so I get up to pee, and I didn't realize I dreamt that until the, you know, obviously I woke up today going, you know, God, I had a dream about Tom Brady. With our clothes on, it was just, you know, taking pictures in the media area. Then the other dream was my husband has a new wife, and she's kind of a witch, and she does something, and I don't know what she does, but I call her on it, and I kick her out of the house. She abducts my older son, Stone, and starts racing out in a white flatbed truck. I jump onto the truck to save my boy, and he's zip tied. And as I cut off the zip ties to free him, it's my brother. End dream. Okay. No, I'm not taking Chantix. I don't smoke. Okay, so what do those mean? Okay, so I'm sitting there going, okay, come on. This is like stupid. Okay, so I personally think a lot of dreams mean there's something you're struggling with mentally. Yeah, I'm always a struggle. But I also think that TV shows you watch will intervene and interfere, you know, and then you'll dream about it. So the Tom Brady thing to me was easy, right? Because, you know, we're watching, you know, watching football and, you know, watch Patriots and the Patriots lose and I get mad and then Tom Brady goes to the Super Bowl, and so you see some of the, and I don't really study him. I mean, I saw a glimpse of an article, but apparently it was enough to get into the brain, and I guess I'm fixated on the fact that he thought I was a celebrity. And who knows, maybe my dreams are trying to tell me that I should do more sports broadcasting. Why? Because I was right again about the Super Bowl. Okay, I'm not going to keep saying that, but I was correct. My medical calculations. Maybe I feel that nobody respects my sports acumen. Maybe I feel like somebody as sexy and hot as Tom Brady would probably, you know, think of me as a celebrity. I don't know what is going on there, but I do think it means something, and I think I probably need to reach out for Tom Brady, at least for an interview. But this cannot be put to rest until we get a selfie, and I post a selfie of me and Tom Brady, boom, on Facebook. Okay, so that's what I think there. But it was a happy dream. And again, nothing, I wasn't cheating on my husband, nothing. I just wanted to get a selfie with him because I thought it would be the coolest thing. It had nothing to do with my finding him, you know, handsome. Then, what about my husband having a new wife? She had brown hair that was short. Very interesting. Okay, so where I think I got that from is I'm trying to finish the last season of Mad Men, and Mimi Rogers was on there. So my guess is, you know, and she was kind of a witch in the series, so, and manipulative a little bit. So my guess is that's why she looked like Mimi Rogers. I only saw the back of her head. Okay? Then, why a white truck with a flatbed? Well, I have been watching the O.J. Simpson story, and that's a white Bronco. So maybe there you mix the white Bronco and that. Then my older boy Stone, abducting Stone. Maybe deep down I'm worried that, you know, my son is going to get married soon, and some woman is going to take him away from me, and I'm going to have to jump on the back of their car chasing him. But then why, and then why the zip ties? Because another woman is going to, unfortunately, right, unfortunately, you know, imprint in my baby, and I need to free him. That's probably it. But then why my brother? I haven't talked to my brother in a while. He ticked me off. I got a couple brothers. They both ticked me off. I haven't talked to my brother in a while. Why was he in there and I was trying to save him? Does that mean he needs saving? I think he does. But I'm, you know, kind of going through issues with him. And, you know, we all have our family issues. And I've kind of talked about it before on air. I give you guys too much information. So, I don't know. No, I'm not going crazy, okay? I think it's very natural to have dreams of, you know, modified O.J. Simpson Ford Broncos and, you know, Mad Men characters and sports figures. But they were two dreams that ended happy because the dream stopped after, and the alarm didn't even wake me up. The dream just stopped after I saved my brother. He didn't look happy. He just kind of looked at me like, what the heck are you doing here? And I looked at him like, what the heck is he doing here? So maybe, I mean, my brother is about to get married, but I really like the girl he's about to get married to. So I don't know. Yeah, he's a little younger than me, but, so I don't know. I'm kind of stumped on this. But what I'm going to do instead is just, I don't know, fixate on Tom Brady wanting a selfie with me because I thought that was cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right to it after one quick thing, okay? Sorry to digress. Tom sent me a picture of a box with two cats, one inside the bigger box. Then there's another box with a cat inside that little box. So you have a big box with a box, a cat on the inside of the little box, and then a cat in the big box. And it says cat plus cat, box, box, to the box, meaning square, squared. And it is the most cute, adorable thing. And, you know, he said this is the way we need to do math. We need to teach math. And I completely agree. For those of you guys that have kids and grandkids, and you don't know how to get through their math, you know, like right now we're dealing with slope intercept in my family, it's horrible. I mean, I remember going through slope intercept with my son 3 years ago we are going through it all over again. The graph and where it crosses the graph. It should be easy. But they don't make it easy. They don't just give you X's and Y's and have you plot it and then figure out the rise over the run. They don't do that anymore. What they do is they give you a word problem. I know. I don't understand it. They give you a word problem and they go, so what would ticket sales be by the year 2020? Make a slope intercept form of the line. And you're like, wait, giving all, and like, this is, oh, and I mean, we answer it, but after hours of blood, sweat, tears. So, I don't know. If there's a way we could figure it out how to use kitty cats or dogs, I think that would be brilliant. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. And education is important, and we got a study out saying education may cut dementia risk. We've talked about how if you don't want to, fall under the, unfortunately, the a curse of not being able to keep all your mental capacity and your memory, etc., get yourself enrolled in a class, learn another language, because we're hearing over and over again, people who are bilingual, people who are keeping their education up, people who are forced to read, etc., they seem to have less dementia. Well, here comes another study. They say the risk of developing dementia is decreasing for people with at least a high school education, according to an important new study that suggests that changes in lifestyle and improvements in physical health can help prevent or delay cognitive decline. Now, even though what they are doing is concentrating on the fact that many people that have a high school education are able to get jobs and then eventually be healthier, but I need to stress with this that staying, that needing, that having the type of job that forces you to think and think and think is crucial. And I'll tell you in a second, but we'll go over this study first. The study was published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they say it provides the strongest evidence to date that a more educated population and better cardiovascular health, so we know that, you gotta have a good heart and you can't be having high cholesterol and diabetes, are contributing to a decline in new dementia cases over time, or at least helping more people stave off dementia for longer. So they say, unfortunately, here the study participants were largely white and suburban, so it didn't really apply to all races and ethnicities. They say a recent study showed a similar trend among African Americans, however, in Indianapolis, finding that new cases of dementia declined from 1992 to 2001. The 2001 participants had more education, and although they had more cardiovascular problems than the 1992 participants, these problems were, they were receiving more medical treatment. So, we got a lot of things that can cause dementia. Obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure causing mini strokes. All right. Dementia doesn't necessarily mean Alzheimer's. True. Alzheimer's is, a very, very, very common cause. I don't want to call it the number one cause because I'm seeing a lot of multi-infarct dementia where people just start kind of losing it a little bit. And it's not that they have the fibrillary triangles and the tau proteins and the buildup of the amyloid, but it's because for years they've been having little discrete cutoffs in their to the brain. And so you have little cholesterol plaques or you have diabetes and that causes obviously, sugar, sugary, very sticky blood that causes more things to stick on the linings of the vessels. You're not getting good blood flow. So, it's interesting. There was another study that came out saying the risk of dementia is declining. They say dementia right now, which is very good news, I love talking about happy stuff, is on the decline, with the risk of developing it dropping 20% per decade since the late 1970s. So we're seeing diabetes go down. All right. Is it just you need a high school education? Is it that you need a college education? Is it that you need a good health insurance plan? I think it's everything. Okay. What I believe we need to do is we lump everything into one, diagnosis. Okay. Dementia. And in my family, we get it. Okay. I mean, we do. I mean, we had a grandmother that unfortunately would run out into the street. in the middle of traffic. And unfortunately, you know, my aunt couldn't, you know, continue to take care of her anymore and had to, you know, get assistance. And then unfortunately she died of renal failure and other complications. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how difficult it is for families to take care of older people with dementia. You know, when you have a child, you can put the child in the playpen, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom or whatever, you know. People don't understand how difficult it is to take care of a family member that has dementia, that obviously is older and knows how to drive a car and just goes out there and can start driving. It's very, very scary. All right. So when everybody says, yeah, it's like taking care of a kid all over again, it's even worse than that, because a kid you could contain, you could confine. I remember I had to go to the bathroom on an airplane, and my son was, you know, just a couple months old, and you know, I had those papooses, you know, kind of those little backpack papooses. So I was able to stick them in the backpack baby papoose on the door of the bathroom while I peed. I could take them in there. You can't take another family member into an airport bathroom with you, right? Or an airplane bathroom with you. But that's too much information. They say by 2025, Alzheimer's disease alone will rob 7.1 million people older than age 65 of their memories, their ability to function, which is a 40% increase from today. The Alzheimer's Association predicted that by 2050, the disease will cost $1.1 trillion. But we're finding dementia on the decline. So what could be going on? Is it because the baby boomers, we're going to have a smaller population? Because the people after the baby boomers comprise less of the population, so then we'll have less cases. Is it that we are slowing down non-Alzheimer's dementia because we are cutting the stroke risk, the heart attack risk, the cholesterol risk, the diabetes risk? So, and then a lot of you are out there redefining yourself. You know, in the olden days, you would reach an age, you would retire, you would get to live on retirement dollars and go from there. As older people, we're a lot more active. My mom is in her 70s and she still works. She's a workaholic like me. You think I'm bad and I'm a workaholic. You got to see my mom. She just fidgets and fidgets and fidgets and has to do and busy do. That's her. And I'm going to be just like that. Okay? I hope. Because she still has her mentation. And boy, does she have her memories. I remember when you didn't call me and you were kind of mean and you had an attitude towards me. And I remember this. I'm like, please have some memory loss. Please. Don't be memorized. You know, really? You remember that? Do you remember when I tried baking you a cake for your birthday? Nah, you never did anything like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, you know, I mean, God forbid, I don't want her to get dementia. But Lord have mercy. The memories she remembers are usually the bad ones, honestly. Really? Really? Okay? Remember I got an A on a paper once? You got an A. Anyway, you know, she made me who I am today. Okay, that's how I do the same stuff exactly to the kids. I do the opposite with my kids. With my kids, I do the opposite. It's all lovey-dovey. I got to pick my son up from school the other day. So, you know, all the other parents, they show no emotion. You know, they're just sitting in the line. Me, I have the La Cucaracha horn going on, you know. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And, you know, I'm waving out the window, going, hey, hi, little boy. Hi, mommy here. Your chariot's here. Mommy's here. And he was just so embarrassed. But I need him to see love. I need him to know that I love him, because I never get to see him. I work all the time. So when I do see him, I just shower him with kisses. In fact, I ran out of the car. I left the car. Don't worry. The parking brake was on. So I kind of stopped up the parking lot. I ran out. I gave him so many hugs and kisses, and I tried to carry him into the car. You know, the teacher's like, Miss Wax, can you, Miss, it's doctor. So just move the car. I had to move the car. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. It's 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really need to find out who is messing with my computer. You know, my kids have access to the studio, which I think has been a mistake for the past 7 years, and I don't know why I never learned. And for some reason, they just flip my MacBook Pro. I use a MacBook Pro. Can't stand it, by the way. Can't stand it. I have so many issues with Apple. I have an Apple phone. I have a MacBook Pro, but unfortunately I cannot endorse them because I have so many issues. And they just little flick the charger off. You know, with the other computers, these chargers have to be really secure. I mean, lock and key really fit in. Not with this. Just flick it out. And then I have no good content. No, I have great content for the show. I have no live working computer. That's please don't finish my sentences. Okay, let's talk about Guillain-Barré. A lot to talk about with that. All right, so about a couple weeks ago, they were talking about Guillain-Barré causing paralysis. You didn't hear much in the media about that. And what they were doing was talking about the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré is a rare neurological disorder that we see that could happen from viruses. It's been linked to some vaccines. It's been linked to a variety of things. So now experts from the CDC are heading to Puerto Rico this week to study whether the Zika virus is causing an increase in cases of the rare neurological disorder Guillain-Barré. The World Health Organization last month predicted that Zika would spread to all countries in the Americas except for Canada and Chile. They say right now they're focusing on Puerto Rico, where we've just started to see cases of Zika, as well as the neurological disorder. According to Dr. James Sejvar, a neuroepidemiologist at the CDC, they say in order to get ahead of the curve, we're going to try to rapidly establish active surveillance of Guillain-Barré in Puerto Rico in the hopes that we're watching the outbreak early. Now, on February 5th, so this was last week, the government of Puerto Rico declared a state of emergency as confirmed Zika cases climbed to 22. In addition to the birth defects that we know that the Zika could cause in terms of the microcephaly and the poor skull development, so there's no room for the brain to grow, and then these kids have neurological development. We also know that it could affect the eyes, and we're seeing atrophy of the retina and these babies being born with visual defects. Now we're being told that health officials have noted a significant increase in Guillain-Barré. Basically, what happens with Guillain-Barré is your body's immune system decides to attack your nervous system. Something ticks off your immune system, whether it's a virus. In our friend's case, there's a doctor in town who, after he got the flu shot, it threw him into a Guillain-Barré because something happened where his immune system decided to turn around and attack his own neurological system. Guillain-Barré could happen even not only from a virus or from a substance, but bacteria, parasites, all right? So what ends up happening is people get weak in the legs, arms, upper body. Unfortunately, it can even cause total paralysis. The World Health Organization declared the Zika outbreak an international health emergency back on February 1st, largely though linked to the baby cases, the babies born with the microcephaly. But if this Guillain-Barré is linked, okay? I mean, not only is this Zika scary, but gosh, man, I notice a lot of you guys are just blowing this off. Let me tell you, this is some serious stuff. And the last thing we want is, one, we do not want a generation of babies, you know, born neurologically developed. We don't want one baby born neurologically developed. But for those of you who go, well, it's really not affecting any of us, we're going to be fine. It may cause Guillain-Barré. This is serious. So, the World Health Organization is studying the increased cases. There was a retrospective study done of Guillain-Barré in Brazil, looking at cases that occurred 6 months earlier. Researchers enrolled 41 patients who developed this Guillain-Barré syndrome and 85 people of similar ages who didn't, and they found an unexplained higher incidence in relatively younger individuals. So, usually older people get this. If they do, because the immune system starts to act a little more wacky than a more primed, sharper immune system of a younger individual. They say most studies of this Guillain-Barré have suggested that by 6 months, over half of the patients would have recovered. But in the Brazil study, 85% of the patients still had deficits, motor deficits causing weakness. So they need to figure this out. So right now they're going to do a prospective study where they're looking now into the future and it's going to investigate where they watch you with your illness and then see what happens and how you progress, as opposed to a retrospective study where they go back into the past. They want to quickly identify anybody with Guillain-Barré, enroll them, hopefully treat them as quickly as possible, collect blood samples, spinal fluid while they're ill. The problem with the retrospective study is you go back going, who had this? You had this? Okay, did you get Zika? You don't know. Nobody tested you for Zika, so we don't even know if your Guillain-Barré came from Zika. We don't know why you got it. You know, okay, so what you want to do is if we're starting to see any sort of neurological issues, okay, they test them for Zika, they try to rule out Guillain-Barré, treat that, and they do it all at the same time. They do not feel that Puerto Rico may not have as large an outbreak. But when you see what's going on in Colombia and El Salvador and the virus is spreading, there could be potential that Puerto Rico will, which is why them being positioned there is strategic. So that's what they're looking at there. And as we get more information. Now, this was interesting. I saw an article saying, could East Africans be immune to Zika? So we remember, Zika virus was discovered in Africa back in 1947. Why now is all of a sudden everything kooky? So one theory is when they start to genetically engineer mosquitoes to fight off malaria, mosquito-carrying malaria, or malaria-carrying mosquitoes, they start to mess up the ecosystem, and now we have these super 80s, AEDES, family genius of mosquitoes that are now causing all these issues. But another concern is, well, maybe there's been some natural immunity and maybe people are losing their immunity. They say here the virus has been linked. Okay, so they talk about that. They talked about that. This is a different article, so I apologize. Yeah, so it was first found in Uganda in isolating the monkeys in the Zika forest in 1947. Then it was found in humans in Uganda and Tanzania in 1952. We talked about the 80s mosquito, et cetera. The mosquito is a primary vector for other illnesses like dengue fever, yellow fever, chikungunya. And that's very common. All right. So the mosquito vector and these diseases like dengue fever, yellow fever, et cetera, you know, very common in places like Kenya and Uganda. But only a handful of cases of Zika. Only two cases confirmed in Uganda. And in the past, over the past seven decades. So maybe there's an inherent immunity. Why is that important? Because if there is an immunity, we could use that to help make a vaccine. So if we see that they have Zika antibodies, and this has been recorded to people in Kenya, that means they were exposed to it, didn't get hurt, and are possibly immune. So they got to do more research. You know, one source is telling us that they should have a vaccine within a year. Right now, Brazil is probing three deaths possibly linked to Zika. So now we're not even just talking about babies. We're talking about grown-ups dying from getting Zika. They found the virus in the body of a 20-year-old woman in the northeastern state of Rio Grande do Norte. She died last April from respiratory problems. Two other patients also died last year from complications when they were infected with the virus. So they're looking at Guillain-Barré. They're looking at respiratory death. They're looking at causes of death with this. Again, it's so early that they're right now scrambling to figure it out. However, they are aiming to have a vaccine in a year. Maybe we take a look at some groups that have immunity, figure out how to make a vaccine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 Fluoride fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, I'm here to help you. The reason why I do my show is because I want to answer your medical questions. Many of you don't get the answers you need from the internet, which isn't my favorite place for you guys to reach out and get information, but I do commend you for trying to educate yourself. And many of your doctors are very busy, and so I like to be here to answer your medical questions. One such question that looks like we had is, this is from Robert. He asked, what's the difference between virus and bacteria? I was diagnosed with pneumonia, and when I asked the doctor what kind, he said it was either viral or bacterial. What's the difference? Okay, so many people kind of are confused by the distinction, and I don't believe it's got to be really confusing as a patient. I mean, I'm a doctor, and I still get confused when I go to the doctor going, okay, so wait a second, so what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do again, huh? You know, and so I you know, I've been a patient too, so I get it. And for those of you that don't think we doctors take enough time to talk to you and to explain stuff, you're right. There isn't enough time. And me as a doctor, I'm just as guilty. I have no problem admitting it, because I would lie if I said I spent the adequate amount of time to teach patients about their illness, because it took me years of medical school to learn about the illness that I am diagnosing you with in a 15 or 30 minute office visit. I don't have 8+ years of schooling, you know, and years to teach you about your illness. I know you guys are like, oh, duh, you're just exaggerating now. No, but, you know, think about it. Okay, I mean, you know, these things are not very, very easy. And so here you are as a patient that I was like, well, you got pneumonia, you know, or you got a rectal abscess, or you have a globus hystericus, or you have fibromyalgia. And you're like, well, what is it? And then the doctor tries to explain it in a couple sentences. You can't explain any of this stuff in a couple sentences. I mean, I have been doing radio now for 7 years. Okay, yay, happy birthday to me. Yeah, 7 years. It's a little past my birthday. You guys didn't even send me gifts, nothing. I'm really kind of ticked off about that. But anyway, and I still haven't touched, I guess, a tenth of all the topics I need to discuss with you. And I've been doing radio every day for years, except Sundays. So, you know, I get it. So you have every right to be frustrated, but again, you can't be frustrated with the doctor. Sometimes I'll, you know, talk to my patients. They'll be like, look, you know, I need someone to sit down with me and tell me what is diabetes. Okay. And I will. And I go, we do not have, okay, 6 months of medical school, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you in a nutshell, and I'm going to provide you places where you could read up about it, get information, and every time you come in here, we're going to break it down. Diabetic retinopathy, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic nephropathy, sugar control, diet control, medical manifestations from diabetes, what to do with your family. This is why having diabetic teaching paid by your insurance or offered at your work is so crucial, because it allows somebody to take the time and sit there and work with you. So what's the difference between virus and bacteria? Okay, well, for those of you that kind of remember back in your microbiology days, okay, bacteria are these single-celled microorganisms that you could see. You could see these things in a microscope, under a microscope. It is really, really cool. You could see them round little cocci or rod shaped, which look like little, like, they're rods. You know how pills, cylindrical pills, rods. So they look like little rods. So the rods are more flatter and elongated and oblong like. And then the cocci are very nice round, you know, type of things. And these bacteria, they can live in a variety of different environments. They are a part of you, and they help you maintain homeostasis. They help you maintain your gut. They help fight off other infections. But they themselves could cause infection. They could cause pneumonia. They could cause strep throat. They could cause bladder infections. WebMD or Mayo Clinic will break it down for you as well. But in a nutshell, these are things that we could see. These are things that multiply. They grow, they multiply, they have an ability to be killed by antibiotics. Antibiotics will kill bacteria. Viruses, you can't see. I have never been able to see a virus, okay, under a microscope. And viruses are smaller than bacteria. So little bacteria, you can see under the microscope, they're so cute. Little cockroaches, they're so cute. Viruses, you can't see. Okay, I don't know what a virus looks like, but what they do is when we learn about viruses, they make it look like, you know, these aliens that kind of have an octagon, three-dimensional body, and then some legs. That's how we envision viruses. Okay, and I'm sure they can see viruses. I never have been able to because they are really, really small. And so, you know, you can see it. I've just never been able to, which would be pretty cool. But what viruses do, which are really sneaky, is they use you to grow. So like, for example, bacteria could kind of sit and grow and fester without a human body. Virus is not. You need a living host. So the virus will take over the cells immediately so that they could grow and propagate. If not, and they are unsuccessful or they already have a self-destruct mechanism, they just go and, you know, die off, like some of the more adenoviruses and the more cold viruses. So examples of viruses that many of us have had are the common colds, the chicken pox. Some of us get hepatitis, some of us get HIV, herpes. These are viruses, and they find a cell, and they find cells to cause them to grow, etc. Antibiotics can't touch them. We have antiviral medications, but antibiotics can't touch them. So now you walk in, okay, with pneumonia. And you're being told, well, it's either bacterial or viral pneumonia. See, bacteria, to me, remember, they have to find a place and set up shop. And they will set up shop and grow. Yes, bacteria can spread, but they usually go, all right, guys, this is where we're going to hold our committee. Everybody, we're going to do our committee meeting over here in this lobe of the lung. All right, we're over here. How about the right middle lobe? You guys good? Right middle lobe? Everybody over here. Whoa, where are we going? Where are we going? Over here. We're all here. This is where we're setting up shop. We're going to grow. We're going to fester. We're going to make a lot of pus. Then, you know, we'll invite all the inflammatory cells. It's a party. That's what bacteria do. Viruses, because they're infecting cells that are kind of going around and floating around or whatever, your viruses are going to be more confluent. They're gonna not be really, really localized in one spot. That's why chickenpox all over the body, HIV all over the body. Now hepatitis, it's a virus that really likes the liver. And that really infects the liver cell. It really bothers the liver. And that's more of a liver related. It's a virus that, but I mean, it'll affect the whole liver. Okay. I mean, not just one little portion of it. So when you get sick, if you have just your throat and it's just the throat that's hurting, I'll be more inclined to think it's sore throat or strep throat, like from a bacteria, than if you walk in going, I've been sneezing, I have a runny nose, I have a cough, I have a sore throat, I got aches, and I have a little rash. You see, then that would have to be the bacteria would have to set up shop. That's how I look at it. Now, true, bacteria can cause sepsis. You could go into full-blown body reactions, which is why we doctors and medical providers have to be very, very careful. But a virus, usually a bunch of things are going on at the same time, which is why flu, it comes on fast, it hits you like a ton of bricks, and you are down for the count, and you got tons of things going on. Okay? Make sense? All right. See, I teach you guys something. Keep them coming, guys. Email us to drdahlia.com and call in at 1-877-DocDahlia.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.